This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. That's according to both leaders' offices. The 40-minute phone call was part of coordination efforts, the French presidency said, before Macron travels to Moscow on Monday and on to Kiev Tuesday, where he is due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Over the weekend, Macron also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg, plus the leaders of Baltic nations. And again, U.S. officials say that Russia has already assembled at least 70% of the forces it needs to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, but would come at an enormous human cost. U.S. President Joe Biden is now looking forward to a visit to Israel later this year. That's according to what he told Prime Minister Naftali Bennett during a phone call between the two leaders Sunday, according to a White House statement. Mr. Biden also conveyed his unwavering support for Israel's security and full support for replenishing the Iron Dome air defense system. The pair also discussed fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. And the U.S. leader hosted Bennett at the White House last year, where the pair glossed over their differences and put up a united front. A group led by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate denied Sunday it knew the head of Islamic State group killed in a U.S. raid lived in an area under its control. The IS leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qurashi, blew himself up Thursday during the nighttime raid on his house in Syria's northwest region of Idlib. In a statement, it said they condemned the U.S. operation.